Good evening.
Hi.
Amy, how are you going?
Good.
What did you get up to this week?
We're trying to sell our house.
Still trying to sell the house. How's that been going?
Good. So I'm trying to kick everyone out of the house.
So that's what happens, right? When someone comes in to buy a house, they probably want to live in it as well.
Yeah. But they're going right to our house, really.
You know, they say moving house is one of the most stressful things you can go through. And I guess you're starting to realise why. There's a lot of admin and there's things you have to do. Like when someone comes through the house, you have to get out, don't you? Pretend you don't live there for a bit.
Yeah. Because we're in England, in London. We have riots.
You had riots when you lived in England, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right before you left.
Yeah.
That would have been stressful.
It's really... I was really sleep. Me and Dad were sleeping. I think Lizzie was as well.
So it must have been nighttime.
Yeah. And Rory was awake. Mum wakes Rory up.
Yeah.
Rory's got a BB gun in his bedroom.
A BB gun?
Yeah.
Does it look real? Or did it look real?
I think it... Maybe it will be. It's like a bit. But Mama said no guns allowed. Mum said no guns allowed. When those riots came.
Yeah.
Mum said get a gun out quick.
Wow. That must have been stressful times.
Yeah.
So how does this relate back to selling the house?
No, from that we took a plane and flew back to New Zealand.
And that's the start of when you lived at this house?
Yeah.
And how long ago was that?
Since I was 21.
So, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow. You've liked this house, haven't you? It's a lovely house.
Yeah, I like this house, and I don't want to leave.
You don't. Well, change, I've learned, because I've lived in many different houses. I think change is always a good thing.
We move quite a lot.
Yeah, you move a lot. But, you know, change is a good thing, and the place you're moving into is going to be really nice, isn't it? It's going to be great. And I hear that you've got your own space there. You've got quite a decent... place to call your own.
Yeah, because Lizzie moved out before me, and then I met you.
That's right.
And then now you're making a family with my sister.
That's right.
And I also live for a family.
So see what I mean? Change.
Yeah.
You might call it progression or whatever.
I'm being afraid to change.
I think no one's that comfortable with change, but it's something I've had to learn to sort of deal with because it's inevitable, meaning it'll happen. Whether you like it or not.
Yeah. When I saw Lizzie getting married to you, I was upset.
Yeah, well, that was change. But do you think that was good change or was that bad change?
No, it's good.
I remember you were upset. And I think I had to say to you, look, it's change, but hopefully it's good change.
Yeah, because I remember Lizzie a long time.
Now you get to be an auntie. I tell you what, you wouldn't have been mum if that change hadn't occurred.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I was boiled with that now for you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Literally,
like it or not.
That's right. Well, change, all right? Here's a song to change. What song do you want to dive into here? Should we do the Meghan Trainor one?
Yes, please.
All right. All About That Bass or Made You Look?
Made You Look.
Made You Look by Meghan Trainor.
Yeah.
This song is dedicated to change.
Yes, it is.
All right. We'll catch you shortly.
Yeah.
Speakeasy FM.
I could wear my Louis Vuitton, but even with nothing on, that I made you look.
I made you look.
I'll make you double take soon as I walk away. Call up your chiropractor just in case your neck break.
Ooh.
Tell me what you gonna do. Cause I'm about to make a scene, double up that sunscreen. I'm about to turn the heat up, gonna make your glasses steam.
Ooh,
tell me what you gonna do. When I do my walk, I can guarantee your job will drop. Cause they don't make a lot of what I got. Ladies, if you feel me, this your pop. I could have my Gucci on. I could wear my Louis Vuitton. But even with nothing you look,
I made you look.
Yeah, I look good in my Versace dress, but I'm hotter when my morning hair's a mess. Cause even with my hoodie on, bet I made you look.
I made you look.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And once you get a taste,
You'll never be the same. This ain't that ordinary. This that 14 karat cake. Ooh, tell me what you gonna do?
It's not Made You Look by Meghan Trailer.
Made You Look. It's a good little song.
Yeah.
What do you like about that?
Well, I was in the car and my wife's driving, and so I was dancing the song.
That's quite a beat, isn't it? I like that.
Yeah.
We've got one more song from Meghan Trailer coming up, but first of all, we were just talking about our weeks, and I think one topic that arose was change. Change is something that, whether you like it or not, it happens in life, big or small.
Yeah.
Every day. We're all going through change. We're all growing. We're all getting older.
Yeah.
You know, no one's getting younger.
Yet, so my mum sat on in a car.
Yeah. You've got a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. Are you having a party?
I don't know. Do you want me to?
I always love a good party. It's a good excuse to get people together. If it is the last party at that house, I think that's a great excuse. Not a big party, because, you know, you do have to hand the house off to someone else afterwards, so you don't want it to get dirty.
Can you help me do that?
To organise a party?
Yeah.
Of course I can.
Yeah, because I don't want one to keep doing it all the time.
We can shout out some invites on this show.
Yeah.
Who are you going to invite?
Yeah.
Top of your head, who would you invite?
Kelly,
your friend Kelly?
Yeah. You.
Me? Oh, that's good. I'll be there.
You always have to, you have to be there, always.
Yeah, who else is going to be?
Stephen Omar.
You know Steve Omar? Yeah, I know Steve Omar.
Yeah.
Legend.
Gary,
legend.
Some of my dad's friends I met.
Yep. What about your boyfriend, Michael?
Michael.
Stephen, who we're waiting for to come into this room. He usually comes about an hour after you arrive, Ames.
Yeah, I can't wait here.
So we'll welcome him to the show shortly, but Stephen.
Stephen and Steph.
And Stephanie. His sister. What
my
about
sister.
Tanya? What about
my
what
nephew.
About what about their mum, Tanya?
Maybe.
You just winked as you said that. She's definitely coming. Who else?
I want my nephew come.
I want
like a quiet family dinner at home.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. That's the last day of the house.
Last day of the house. All right, well, we'll put a little list together then and we'll do some formal invites.
Yeah, so I want to do you, Lissy, Warren, Naomi.
Yep.
As my baby nephew.
And baby nephew.
That's a great birthday.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, then, we'll do that. That sounds awesome.
I want a good party in the house.
Let's dive into a song. Well, this is a song we can play at the party.
Yeah.
This is a song that I actually chose. I love this one. This is by a band called Shapeshifter, a Kiwi band that I've listened to for many years, I'm sure. Okay. A lot of our listeners would have heard of it. It's called One. All right. Talk to you soon.
I'm going to speak at CFM.
FM. We're just talking about artwork here in the studio.
Yeah.
Ames, what's your favourite kind of artwork?
Piha.
Pictures of Piha?
Yeah.
Why is that?
When I look at it, I'm like, Piha with you guys.
Oh, that's lovely. I love artwork of Piha. It's a place that when you know a place so well and you see something conceptualised or it's conceptual, like, you know, because there's so many different types of the styles of art and colours you can use and there's different angles you can have.
Yeah.
I like seeing people's different take on it because often it's, you know, it's an expression of why they like that place.
Yeah.
Which I can relate to. So I guess a place like Piha that we're all commonly, you know, it's really easy to sort of appreciate art like that together.
Yeah.
What else do you like art-wise?
For art?
Yeah. What kind of art?
I like doing tapestries.
Tapestries are a nice form of art.
Yeah.
What do you like about tapestry?
It's like sitting down, play it for a few minutes, and do it.
So good. All right. We're going to cut to a song here. When we come back, we're going to have Stephen in the room. All right. See you shortly on Speakeasy FM.
We were good. We were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. I didn't want to leave you, I didn't want to lie. Started to cry but then remembered I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand. Things you don't understand. I can take myself dancing, and I can hold my own head. Yeah, I can love me better than you can. Paint my nails cherry red, match the roses that you lay. No remorse, no regret, I forgive every word you say. Ooh, I didn't wanna leave, babe, I didn't wanna fight. Started to cry but then remembered I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, yeah, say things.
Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you.
How was your week?
Good, very quiet.
Did you stay out of trouble?
Yeah, you?
Managed to, yeah, only just. Amy, did you stay out of trouble this week?
No.
Ooh.
Good answer, though. That's fun. What trouble did you get into? All sorts.
By my walking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, first of all, we'll catch up with Stephen, see how the week went, but we'll dive into a quiz shortly. This one's going to be about sport. Stephen, what was the highlight of your week? What did you get up to? The gym? Did you go to the gym?
Yeah.
Any stuff reporters this week?
No.
Have you found your wheelchair yet?
No. Not yet.
Paul.
Oh, I was just wondering. So it's out there somewhere.
I'm at Alpha the Cocktail.
Well, just context for everyone too. Stephen's wheelchair was very rudely stolen. Not a great thing to do.
But hey, so have you know anyone? Have you seen around? Tell me.
Have you seen anyone with a wheelchair that didn't have one before and can't tell you where they got it?
Stephen, it's one of your wheelchair having a cocktail somewhere in the beach.
It is the cocktail.
Did your dad steal it, Amy?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Well, I'll play him a song.
Oh, yeah? Do you want to dive into a song or should we dive into a quiz? Up to you.
We'll dive into a song first.
All right, dive into a song. This is, which one do you want to play? Girls Wanna Have Fun?
Yeah.
All right. This is dedicated to, who do you want to dedicate it to, Stephen?
This request is for Kate.
All right, this is dedicated to you, Kate. Amy's mum.
Yeah.
You're pretty awesome, Kate.
All right, let's hear it. Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
On Speakeasy FM.
Easter, isn't it?
Yeah. I know why.
Easter, to me, denotes a change of season. It always gets
my nephew's cooler. Coming there.
Chocolate, what else does it mean?
Fun.
Your nephew, not quite.
Well, soon.
Soon. He's more of an Anzac baby.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
for context, everyone listening, I'm about to have a baby here in about 3 weeks' time.
Cutting it close to
Stephanie's birthday in 2 weeks. What's the date of your birthday? 16th. I mean, he could actually come, you know, any time from now. So he might come and swoop in and steal your birthday.
That would actually be funny. I don't know anybody with my birthday.
I don't know anyone with that birthday either. But he's due 23rd April, which is 2 days before Anzac Day. So it's actually a couple of weeks after Easter.
23rd?
Yeah.
I think, let's just say it's in April.
It's in April, and April is...
the best month.
Tomorrow. So for those of you out there, we record this a week before we go live, just for context. And then I submit this recording, this edit, to Planet FM, and they chuck it up on the airwaves for you all to listen to it as you listen to it right now.
Yeah.
On your drive home in your cocktail hour, putting the tea on.
And behave yourself.
Barbecue, yeah.
don't stop too late.
Now... with that in mind, now knowing that people listening are doing all sorts of things, let's throw a quiz out there. Now, people at home, you're obviously welcome to throw out your own answers, but we're going to be trying to do our best guess here in the room today, Amy, Stephen and I. So, and Steph, feel free to jump in if you have the answer. This one is about sports. So it's your sports quiz for Friday, March, as it is today, March 31st. So that's April tomorrow, guys. Look at that.
Yeah, I know.
April Fool's Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll talk about April Fool's jokes in a moment. Let's do this quiz. All right, diving in. Who was the most successful driver this century at the Formula One Australian Grand Prix with 4 wins? Okay, so that's Lewis Hamilton, Michael Schumacher, Jenson Button, or Sebastian Vettel? I think Stephen might have an answer.
Michael Schumacher?
Oh, that would be a good guess, but I think he's in a... I think he's... He had an accident, didn't he?
Mm.
He had a skiing accident. It could be him. That's Amy, any guesses?
My dad.
Yeah. Now, this is a hard one if you don't follow Formula One, which I don't actually, but I kind of...
My dad broke his back from skiing.
Well, that's how Michael Schumacher, the Formula One great...
Yeah.
This is why it's a good guess, Stephen, because he is a very, very... He's probably the... He's like your Kelly Slater or your Michael Jordan as far as Formula One goes. But he did. He had a skiing accident, and he hurt his brain quite badly. And he's doing okay, apparently, but for a while there, he was, you know.
Well, I went in for skiing, and it was somewhere in France.
France?
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. Dangerous sport.
Not good.
And Dad broke his back from skiing.
Did he? Ouch. All right, well, okay. We'll come back to that. What is your guess for who was the most successful driver this century at the Formula One Australian Grand Prix? Lewis Hamilton, Michael Schumacher, Jenson Button, or Sebastian Vettel?
Michael.
All right, we're going to go with Michael Schumacher. That was correct. Yeah. Well done. I actually thought it was Lewis Hamilton, just quietly.
I just said
yeah.
I guess Michael Schumacher.
Well done. I guess the century is... we've been in the century for 23 years now, so yeah, I guess that makes sense. Well done to you guys.
Told you I knew.
You did know. Which city was the former host of the Australian Grand Prix until 1995? So which city would you have seen the Grand Prix racing, the Formula One in, I guess mostly, or at all? Was it Townsville, Adelaide, Perth or Brisbane?
Townsville.
All right, we've got one for Perth, one for Brisbane.
Yeah.
Stephen. Perth. All right, we'll go with the majority there. Here we go. It was actually Adelaide.
Yeah.
Interesting. Stephen follows his sister's lead there, so... Okay. At which Olympics did gold medal-winning rower Emma Twigg first compete? So this will have to be a guess, I imagine, unless you're into rowing. Beijing 08, Athens 04, Rio 2016, or London in 2012? This will be a guess. So Beijing, Athens, Rio, or London? Stephen, what's your guess?
Rio.
What's your guess?
London.
Rio and London. Let's go with the majority there. Rio. It was actually Beijing in 2008. All guesses here, but fun nevertheless. Who is between Daniel Vettori and Tim Southie in second place on the all-time Black Caps ODI wicket-taking list. Now I know this is going to be a hard one. Is it Sir Richard Hadley, Trent Bolt, Chris Cairns, or Kyle Mills?
I might not let you do that, Paul.
All right, yeah. Stephen, any guesses there? So it's cricket.
Trent Bolt.
Trent, all right, let's go for Trent.
Maybe.
It was Kyle Mills. Once again, a huge guess. All right, one more to go here. Who scored the most ODI centuries of the following? Martin Crowe, Brendan McCullum, Chris Cairns, or Stephen Fleming? Are you a cricket fan, Stephen?
Not really.
I'm not either, really. So these are hard. So we'll top it off after this one. But let's just take a stab.
Probably Stephen Fleming.
Stephen Fleming.
Yeah.
All right. That was correct. Well done. All right. Okay, Stephen, you nailed most of those. So well done. All right. Before we break to a song, let's go around the room and talk about what we like about Easter the most.
What
do you like about Easter?
Chocolates.
Stephen, what do you like most?
Probably it's relaxing.
It's relaxing. Yeah, you get time, right? You get a couple of days off, which is a solid amount of time.
Snooze. I love sleeping. Bring on more sleep.
Well done. I like the fact that the Bells Beach surfing competition runs every year at that time. So talking about sport, that's a sport that I definitely watch. We could touch on that next time. Tomorrow, however... Tomorrow, as we are today, at the time of recording, is April Fool's Day. Do you guys know of any good April Fool's jokes, or have you heard of any, or are you going to do any? Stephen, I feel like you'd be a good April Fool's candidate.
Yeah.
To do some jokes on people, or to have some jokes done on you. Have you ever had a good April Fool's joke?
No.
There are some good ones. There was one that was done, talking about radio, there was one that was done a few years ago, MediaWorks did it, and I think it was the Edge FM and the Rock FM. They did a studio swap, and they didn't tell any of their listeners. So you tune into the Rock FM, and you hear the Edge presenters. And so you change the station, go, what? I want the... Well, this is
weird. They really talking?
And they go to the Edge, and then they hear the people from the Rock, and then they go, April Fools. Yeah, they just swapped studios. They swapped frequencies.
Did they get asked to go in?
Yeah, it was just a big joke. It was just a big fun April Fools joke.
I like that. Do you like the Rock?
I like the Rock, yeah. I mean, as far as like radio goes, I used to listen to the Rock all the time.
I hate the Rock.
Do you hate the Rock? Why? You hate rock music?
Yeah,
I do, but I just don't like listen to it.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. What about you, Stephen? What's your favourite station?
Probably more FM.
More FM?
Yep.
That's an old-timely one, isn't it?
I like Country One.
Do you like Planet FM? That's what we're on right now.
Yeah.
I love Planet FM. All right, let's cut
maybe
to a song. We'll come back
maybe
and we'll during the break here, we'll talk about some April Fool's jokes, see if we can come up with some good ones. All right, let's talk about it shortly. Let's dive into a song called, All About That Bass.
Yeah.
Okay, because we're all about that bass.
You know,
see you shortly.
I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
Boom.
Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size two, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase. All the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working that Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on now, make it stop. If you got beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. She says boys like a little more booty to hold at night. And no, I won't be no stick figure silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that. No, I'm just playing. I know y'all think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me. She says boys like a little more.
because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble.
Welcome back to Speakeasy FM. That was All About the Bass by Megan Trainor. That's another good song.
That's a good song. That's a fun one to mix to when you're DJing.
You can reminds me of you.
It doesn't. Why does it remind you of me?
Because it's a happy song, and you're always happy when we come in on a Friday.
Oh, that's nice to know. So. That's good. I like. You know what a cappella is? It's like when it's vocals only, so you just isolate the vocals. So you take all the instruments out of it, and if you take that, you can mix it into, when you're DJing, you mix that into anything. So you can have like another, you can have like a 660 song playing, and then you can mix in All About That Bass. Yeah, it's like DJing. I like doing that. So April Fool's jokes. It's April Fool's tomorrow. And now by the time this airs and people are listening to it, it won't matter what jokes we've done because they've already been done. So Amy, what's, now, maybe we shouldn't tell you one because your mum might hear this before we do it. So you can keep your one, but Stephen.
Why?
Because you'll give it away. She might hear this actual recording before you do it tomorrow, but most people out there, I don't think. Stephen, I think you're safe. Do you have any April Fool's jokes you're going to do on anyone tomorrow?
No.
Let's come up with one. Let's think of one. Maybe you can do an April Fool's joke on your grandma.
Yeah.
But okay. It has to be nice, though. You know, we can't be cruel here, but like.
We don't want to be mean to everybody.
No mean jokes, like a fun joke that people laugh at. She'll laugh at. She'll go, oh, you got me. What is it?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I've got a good one for me, actually.
What's that?
I'm sick. I can't go for a walk.
That's not an April Fool's joke. That's just you trying to get out of a walk.
Yeah.
Now, of course, another rule, and I don't know why this is, but April, I don't even know why April Fool's is a thing. Let's look it up shortly. April Fool's only goes till 12 o'clock. So only goes till lunchtime. So you can't do those jokes afterwards. I'm pretty sure a school or something along the lines put that in place because we used to do April Fool's. Yeah, you go into school on like a Monday or a Tuesday or whatever when it was April Fool's. And everyone would be just walking around carefully going, oh, what's that? You know, everything's a joke. You just have to, you can't trust anything until 12 o'clock. It was always a fun thing to do. Do you remember that pinch and a punch as well?
Yeah.
Pinch and a punch for the first of the month?
Yeah.
That must be a Kiwi thing. I think, did I do that in the States? I think I did that somewhere and people were like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, must be a New Zealand thing.
You should do it tomorrow when you wake up.
I will. Pinch and a punch for the first of the month. Do you remember that, Ames?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Okay, so let's think. What's a good April Fool's joke you can do, Stephen?
I don't know. Hans.
Have a think. I'm sure there's something. I'm sure there's something. We'll come up with something anyway. All right, Stephen, do you want to do any shout-outs or dedications of songs? And if so, who to and what song?
Okay, I'll do a shout-out.
Just do a shout-out. Why not? It's Friday.
Okay, I'll do a shout out to my Auntie Helen. My
Auntie Helen?
Sister.
Right. And what song do you think Auntie
One
Helen?
One by the Mockers.
The Mockers?
The band, yeah.
Okay, this is good. This is something new for me as well.
I'm going on as well, actually.
The Mockers. All right, here we go. Now we've got, I'll give you three options, Stephen, and you can pick one for Auntie Helen, okay? We've got Beach House. We've got City Sun. We've got I'll Follow. Or Seasons Change. If this is the correct band I've got. You pick one.
Probably City Sun.
Okay. Is that a song
you know?
This is
for you, Auntie Helen.
All right.
I love you, Helen.
I will see you shortly.
Hope you enjoy it, Helen.
Right.
that song was for Auntie Helen. You're the best auntie in the world, Helen.
Yeah, we apologise, Helen. That wasn't the song we expected it to be, but a lovely, peaceful song, nevertheless. Are you all still awake out there? I saw you yawning. Sorry about that.
This is a very peaceful song.
That's a great song to listen to before you go to bed. I'm awake. I'm here. I'm in the room.
I hope so, because that one's a bit of a sleepy song.
Tell you what, it wasn't a very long song either. So let's kick into a song that Amy would like to dedicate now. Tell us the story, Ames.
My sister's having a baby this year.
Yes.
And this is my first time I only won a blood auntie of my nephew.
You are the soul blood auntie.
So this is for my beautiful baby boy, is my nephew.
All right. Let's hit it. What is it? What's it called?
Friend with Me. I'll do it.
From Toy Story. See you shortly.
You've got a friend in me.
Community Access.